Hey, we're here in the KOAL newsroom sitting down with Robert Olson, a candidate for Carbon County Assessor. Robert, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. You can call me Bob.
Bob, thanks for coming in today. I really appreciate you taking the time to come sit down with us. Jumping right into the questions. So when we were setting up this interview over the phone, you kind of explained to me that you're running as a Democratic candidate, but you said there's a difference you saw between mainstream Democrats and a Carbon County Democrat. Can you kind of explain that difference to the voters?
Well, I was raised in Carbon County. I went to Mont Harmon Junior High, and I also went to Carbon High. And my dad was a member of the teachers union, so he was a union guy. My grandfather was a railroader, so he was a member of the railroad union. So I was raised believing in the unions and supporting the unions and being a Democrat. And I've always looked at the Carbon County Democrats is a bit different. We stand for the common man. You know, we represent old values, you know, family values, belief in God, belief in family, belief in hard work. So that's kind of how I differentiate myself from some of the national Democrats. And actually, I don't think this race is really a partisan race. It's really based on knowledge and skill at estimating property values. So it's kind of a nonpartisan office to be the assessor. You know, I look at it that way.
And then looking through your list of qualifications, you've served as a certified general appraiser in Utah since 2012, and you have over 30 years of experience in commercial and residential appraisal. Can you kind of speak on how these qualifications will benefit yourself and the county if you're elected?
My qualifications and my background really help me out as far as my knowledge base goes. So real estate is not really an easy career field. It's very difficult. There's a lot to understand, and having done appraisals on commercial properties as well as residential properties gives me kind of an advantage as to the background for what an assessor does every day. So I think that's how it helps me out.
In your Facebook post that was explaining your platform, it talks about how you feel like you can best fix the problems which the assessor's office in Carbon County is currently facing. What do you see as those problems, and what potential fixes do you have in mind for them?
I think there are quite a number of problems that have been well documented in the news, and I don't really have to rehearse every single one of those. They've been in the newspaper quite often, even the front page. I think what it boils down to is possibly the current assessor may be a wonderful, kind, gentle, intelligent person, but I don't think he had a lot of background. I think he got his license the year before he actually ran for office. So having 5 or 10 years of experience arguing with developers, arguing with bank presidents, arguing with realtors, arguing, really, you're defending your position when you're an appraiser. And I think doing that for 5 or 10 years before you run for assessor is pretty important, because then you have the background to draw on. I think some of the problems facing us are that the office is not managed well. The training is not happening like it should. The tax rolls have been produced late, most every year, the past few years. There are quite a few systemic problems just as far as management style and, you know, employees knowing what they should do, being trained well to do it, and doing it properly. So that's what I would work on also. Those are kind of some of the main issues. There's quite a few in-depth issues. Properties have been assessed improperly. There were quite a few exempt properties that were taxed, or they attempted to tax, and that's not warranted. There were properties that were adjacent to each other that had very similar characteristics that were valued with widely different ranges. So all of those things need to be ironed out and streamlined.
So building off that question, if you are elected for this office, what are your plans for the office of the county assessor?
Well, my plans are mainly the assessor has two responsibilities. Managing and training the employees is the primary responsibility, and the secondary responsibility is providing an equitable tax roll. So I believe that my background will allow me to do both of these tasks in a very professional manner. I'm going to receive the Appraisal Institute designation within a short time, and it's a hallmark of professionalism that I've worked on for 5 years. You know, the experience that I've got, I've got so much commercial experience doing office buildings, retail centers, industrial buildings, all different kinds of buildings. I've done probably over 1,000 residences and lots of multi-million dollar buildings, commercial buildings and residential buildings. It's difficult to do these appraisals. It really is. And it takes a lot of knowledge and skill and time. And you really have to be a credible person. You really have to stand on your appraisal when you determine what the value is and defend the appraisal. One of the things that I really want to help out with is there's many residents in the county that do not even understand that these issues are happening. And so there's a small time period in later in the fall where there's 2 or 3 weeks where every property owner has the opportunity to go in and challenge their taxes. And it's called the Board of Equalization. Many people felt that their taxes were too high, but just either didn't have the time or the knowledge to go in and challenge those taxes. And they ended up paying more than they should have, while other people who did challenge their taxes were rewarded. So that inequitable problem is something I want to resolve.
We're running out of time now, but before we close, is there any message you'd like to share with the voters?
I would like to tell them that I feel I'm qualified because I use proper appraisal methods. I have the knowledge. I have a very hard work ethic. I have a law degree and I specialize in real estate related courses. I'm also studying a program called SQL that queries databases and streamlines the entire process, which is used by most assessors. This has not been used in our county. I do believe in accountability. I think that we need to have the tax roll be on time. If it's not on time, it creates issues for the auditor and the treasurer and the entire county budget. So there's a lot of problems to tackle, and I feel like my 30 plus years of experience are perfect for the job.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Bob. Again, thank you. Robert Olson, candidate for Carbon County Assessor. We'll go back to your regularly scheduled programming here on KOAL.